Do you struggle with how to pray? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is A Simple Way to Pray. It's written by Martin Luther and translated by Matt Harrison. A Simple Way to Pray costs less than $2 plus shipping and handling. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase A Simple Way to Pray by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. A Simple Way to Pray, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. Time has come. As often as we can on a Friday, as we get to the end of the broadcast week here on Issues Etc., we like to play the little game we call Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've assembled four bits of audio from this week's Issues Etc. that we think are pretty good. And then we play them for you, and you get to pick which one ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, I often say your reasons are your own, but we do want to know what your reasons are. You can agree or disagree with the soundbite. You can find it remarkable for whatever reason you want. It can be one of those kind of things, and that's where it is usually with me when I hear something in the course of the week that I think ought to be a candidate for Soundbite of the Week. It's, I've never heard that before, or I would like the guest to repeat that again. Those are the kind of reasons I have for picking the candidates. So I want to know which one you think of these four soundbites ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, you vote by giving us a call right here in the studio. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, January the 18th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote, include your city and state, talkback at issuesetc.org. Remember, who you're voting for and why, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to vote there for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, phone call voters get to vote first, and the best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. on Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. That's the LPR bundle package for the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Christian Teeves. We were talking about the Transfiguration in our pastor's roundtable, and he brought in a little bit of Augustine on the Transfiguration.
Augustine writes, "Indeed, Jesus himself shone as the sun, indicating that he is the light which illuminates everyone who comes into this world. His garments are a type of his church. For garments, unless held up by the one having donned them, fall." Now, if Jesus is the source of the light, and we, the church, are the garments, what does that mean when, for whatever reason, and there are many, a church would choose, if you will, to turn off that light, to look away from the true manifestation, as we said earlier, his death and resurrection, and would replace this true Christ with any other kind of imaginary Christ or fake Christ, as we talk about so often, the role model Jesus, or the good guy Jesus, or the philosopher Jesus, then the light would go out in that church. And then, if you so will, picking up on Augustine's allegory here, then that would be like putting clothes on a mannequin and then pulling that mannequin out. The clothes would drop to the floor.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Christian Teeves on Augustine on the Transfiguration. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Robert George. We were talking with him about an unrelated subject, but we had to get his thoughts on 40 years of legalized abortion under Roe v. Wade.
Our profound sadness at the loss of literally tens of millions of human lives to the great tragedy of abortion should not obscure from our minds the fact that the witness of pro-life people, Protestants and Catholics, Orthodox Jews, increasingly people from the Muslim community, sometimes people of no faith at all, that witness has saved many, many, many lives. We've made great progress. We've kept our movement alive. More Americans are now pro-life than any time since Roe versus Wade. Young people are moving in the pro-life direction. They're more pro-life than their parents. So we need to take heart from that, even in our sadness, and we have to recognize that just as the abolitionists vowed that they would remain in the fight until the field was won and slaves were freed and slavery was abolished, we will remain in this fight until the field is won with this great mission of love and compassion and caring and inclusion, until every child is welcomed in life and protected by law.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George on his thoughts after 40 years of Roe v. Wade. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Jared Melius. We were talking about Jesus as the young boy in the temple at 12 years old, and here was an insight he had on Jesus, the learner.
I just want to kind of clear this up. It says there in verse 46 that Jesus was sitting among the teachers, and it's very specific, listening to them and asking them questions. I was just kind of going over this in the last couple of days with some different people, and they kind of offhand, they mention the event when Jesus was 12 and he was teaching in the temple. Well, that's a common misperception. Apparently here he's not teaching. He is specifically learning. He wants answers, and he wants to get it from the scriptures, and that's where they're teaching it from. He is the learner here, not the teacher. He becomes the teacher later on. It means when he took math tests in school that he actually had to study for his math. You know, he had to do Hebrew language and things, and it is not guaranteed that he always got A's, because getting B's and not getting all the right answers is not sinful. So he's without sin, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have to work at learning things. He's got to work at it, because according to his state of humiliation, his human nature, he does not know all things. He grows in knowledge, and he does this for us. He skinned his knees. He got the flu, he got sick, he was in danger. All of these things he was subject to for our sake.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Jared Melius on Jesus the Learner. Now, you get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number four. This is the last soundbite this Friday afternoon, and then your chance to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week comes from Pastor Tom Baker, talking here about, I guess what we should call is the present tense of baptism.
The reason they're part of the family of God is not because they were baptized. That's a past. No, nobody talks about past. Yeah, I was born into the family. I want a present. I am baptized. And why is that important? Because when you ask a child, who's your parents? I am their child. And baptism isn't something that took place long ago when they were unaware of things, maybe as an infant. Baptism is an ongoing sequence of events where God continues to be your father, where Jesus continues to be your brother, where the Holy Spirit continues to be your sanctifier, and therefore, who are you? I am a child of God. And the Bible verse to back it up is Galatians 3. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Yes, I'm saved not because I was baptized. I'm saved because I am baptized.
That's soundbite number four from Pastor Tom Baker, the present tense of baptism. Those are the sound bites. Now it's your chance to vote. This break is a great time to call 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio with your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Talk back at issuesetc.org or a tweet at issuesetc. You can also go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church, Albany, Oregon, is a mid Willamette Valley LCMS congregation where the liturgy lives and God's people worship as one, with sound biblical doctrine, weekly communion, and a clear confession of Christ crucified for the sin of the world. Please join us at 2515 Queen Avenue Southeast, or visit our website at www.holycrosslutheranalbany.org.
Did you know that Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, sells CDs and audio downloads of teachings by some of the top Lutheran theologians in the country? Check out Logia's 99-cent download of the month at shoplogia.org. Shop L-O-G-I-A.org. You'll also find books published by Luther Academy and, of course, the quarterly Logia Journal at shoplogia.org. Continuing education for the confessional Lutheran, shoplogia.org.
Lutheran. It's not a slogan. It's a confession. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, the 18th of January, and it is time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. That goes to one of our voters as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and you are the ones who pick it, not us. It's your votes that determine which one ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send your vote to us via email right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Pastor Christian Teeves, Augustine on the Transfiguration? Soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George with his thoughts on 40 years of legalized abortion under Roe v. Wade? Soundbite number three, Pastor Jared Melius on Jesus the Learner, or soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, the present tense of baptism. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. You can send us an email here in the studio, talkback at IssuesETC.org, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Let's see what Chris says. Chris is listening in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Hi, Chris.
Yes, we need the present tense protection of baptism to protect us from demons, so I will pick soundbite number four.
Soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, on the present tense of baptism. Chris, thanks for listening to Michigan. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. When you email us or tweet us or vote on our Facebook fan page, remember to include your city and your state. We'd like to know where you're listening. Jerry in Montana has this to say. My vote is for Pastor Melius. That would be soundbite number three, because he brings out the fact that it is not our suffering that is the sin. The fact that Jesus had to grow in knowledge is an interesting fact that most would never think of as a product of his humanity. It would be difficult to think he never got into a thistle patch or of the garden in Genesis 3 with the reference to the thorns and thistles, or got a splinter or other injury as a result of helping his dad in the carpentry shop. He probably even got stomach aches and due to poor food. These things he learned to avoid, these situations, these things as a result of sin in the world. But there isn't any individual sin in the act itself. That's true. We need to always affirm without sin. Could it be that human beings, human things he experienced are part of his suffering, as minor as they may be? His suffering on the cross was more than any human could ever bear, and in his humanity, he did not bear it, but died that horrible death for us. His resurrection sealed his divinity by conquering that death for us. Jerry, thanks for listening in Montana. Let's just make it clear, however, that Jesus suffers according to both natures, that he dies according to both natures. This is two natures in one Christ. Thank you very much for listening in Montana and for your vote, Four Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Nathan is listening in Iowa. Nathan says, here is a vote for number three. That's also Pastor Jared Melius, Jesus the Learner. All are excellent, says Nathan, as usual, making the choices difficult. But Pastor Melius stresses an important point that is often overlooked and or misunderstood, that Jesus in his state of humiliation did not make full use of his divine powers and attributes and truly lived as one of us except without sin. He had to grow and learn and study the scriptures just like we do, and he had to live by faith, not by divine omniscience, just like us. Though he is God, he had to live the perfect human life to be our substitute. I really like the way you put that, Nathan. That's absolutely right. Everything he did not assume, he did not redeem. That's what the old church fathers used to say. And so he has to assume it all. Thanks for listening in Iowa. Carrie listens in Minnesota. She says, I am baptized. What a precious comfort that is for this sinner. I've been clothed with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. He promises never to leave me or forsake me. This is the promise forever to me, and I can never hear that enough. I assume that to be a vote for soundbite number four. Pastor Tom Baker on the present tense of baptism. There's still time for your votes. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Christian Teeves, Augustine on the Transfiguration? Soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George with his thoughts on 40 years of Roe v. Wade? Soundbite number three, Pastor Jared Melius, Jesus the Learner? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker on the present tense of baptism? 1-877-623-6943. That's our phone number, 877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or visit our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's what Corrine in Canada wrote recently about Lutheran Public Radio. She wrote, so wonderful to listen to quality Christian music every day. Thank you for the work that you do to provide this level of quality in the world. Well, Corrine, thank you for listening in Canada, all the listeners of Lutheran Public Radio. That's our 24/7 sacred music station at lutheranpublicradio.org. Sacred music for the world is what we call it. What it is in fact just the church's music from every age of the church's music, as much as we can draw on. And then according to every season of the church's year. So if you tune into LutheranPublicRadio.org right now, you'll hear not exclusively, but a predominance of Epiphany music, because we're in the Epiphany season. And as we move into Lent and Holy Week, the music will change there accordingly. Easter, all the seasons of the church here at LutheranPublicRadio.org. It's absolutely free, and it's 24/7 sacred music for the world, LutheranPublicRadio.org. A great time, if you haven't listened before, a great time to listen is on the weekend when you got a little extra time. You just turn it on. You can listen to it through the Issues Etc. iPhone app. You can also listen at your laptop, wherever you're listening, and listen to LutheranPublicRadio.org. You will be very pleasantly surprised. And if you're one of those who've kind of strayed away from the church's music, maybe you've kind of fallen into the more pop culture, you will be amazed. Go to LutheranPublicRadio.org, and you will hear there, again, kind of that first love of the church's music, that music that comes to us through the great musicians and hymn writers throughout the ages of the church. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Now, we've got a tie right now between number three and number four, so you need to help us break the tie for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. I don't want to have Craig break the tie because he's not paying attention right now to what's going on. Is it soundbite number one, Pastor Christian Teeves on Augustine on the Transfiguration? Soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George with his thoughts on 40 years of Roe v. Wade? Soundbite number three, Pastor Jared Melius, Jesus the Learner? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, the present tense baptism? There's a tie between three and four, and you can break it. 1-877-623-6943, talkback at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to have Dr. Larry Rast answer the question, is America a Christian nation? And actually, it's a question asked and answered so often that maybe we ought to back up and ask another question. Why do we want to know whether or not America is a Christian nation? We'll answer both of those questions and more with Dr. Larry Rast Monday on Issues Etc. Here's Ann in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Maybe I'm breaking the tie because I'm voting for Pastor Baker. I just think he delivers his message always with such clarity, and I really think we'll hear more from him on Soundbite of the Week.
All right. Thank you very much, Anna. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. All right. Winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your votes, Pastor Tom Baker with Soundbite number 4, the present tense of baptism.
The reason they're part of the family of God is not because they were baptized. That's a past. No, nobody talks about past. Yeah, I was born into the family. I want a present. I am baptized. And why is that important? Because when you ask a child, who's your parents? I am their child. And baptism isn't something that took place long ago when they were unaware of things, maybe as an infant. Baptism is an ongoing sequence of events where God continues to be your father, where Jesus continues to be your brother, where the Holy Spirit continues to be your sanctifier, and therefore, who are you? I am a child of God. And the Bible verse to back it up is Galatians 3. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Yes, I'm saved not because I was baptized. I'm saved because I am baptized.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Tom Baker on the present tense of baptism. Nathan in Iowa, let's see. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week and you're a member of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, please consider supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through Thrivent's charitable grant program that they call Thrivent Choice. You can get to it very easily via our website, issuesetc.org. Click Donate. There you'll find the Thrivent logo. When you get there, that's Thrivent Choice right in front of you. When you get there, designate your Thrivent Choice dollars for Lutheran Public Radio. Lutheran Public Radio produces Issues Etc., and that's how you support the worldwide outreach on a regular, ongoing basis through Thrivent Choice. Issuesetc.org, click Donate, and click the Thrivent logo. Thank you in advance for doing that. Thanks for all of our listeners who have, through the last several years, been supporting us through Thrivent Choice. Monday on Issues Etc., Dr. Larry Rast is going to answer that question. Is America a Christian nation? It's actually a question that you really can't answer without going into American history, and it's a really interesting way to understand American history as well. We'll do that Monday on Issues Etc. We'll also discuss abortion and infanticide with Dr. Burnell Eckert Monday. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen on Demand.
Do you struggle with how to pray? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is A Simple Way to Pray. It's written by Martin Luther and translated by Matt Harrison. A Simple Way to Pray costs less than $2 plus shipping and handling. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase A Simple Way to Pray by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. A Simple Way to Pray, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January.